Chapter 9. Climbing the Mountain. At first light, Victor woke me, gave me a map of the ascent, and told me to leave. "Write Anna everything I've told you," he said, "and tell her that I still love her." He looked so ill I could hardly stand it, and I hurried out of the room. Victor had told me that I would reach the top in 2 hours, but I realized that it would take me longer. The weather was cold, and moving clouds surrounded me, so I could hardly see 2 meters ahead. I got lost several times. The joy in climbing that I had felt the day before was gone, and I felt exhausted and afraid. Around 2 o'clock, I sat down under a large rock, ate some food, and decided to wait for evening. I knew that there would be a full moon, which dissolves the clouds, and I was right. A few hours later, the sky above me started to clear, and I could see where I had to go. By the time I reached the tunnel, night had fallen, but I could no longer stop. And shortly after, I stood facing the twin peaks under the moon. I have never seen such pure beauty. I don't know how long I stood there, nor do I remember when everything was transformed, but suddenly there were figures standing one next to the other on the wall, silhouetted against the sky. One figure, standing alone in the tower, was covered from head to foot. I saw them all raise their arms, and slowly a murmur came from them, low and unclear at first, then louder and louder. It was a terrifying chant, and then the sound died away again into the silence. At first I decided not to move. Then I remembered my letter for Anna. I took it out and read it again. "Dear Anna, some strange destiny has brought me here. Victor is in the village desperately ill. I think he is dying. If you have got a message for him, leave it by the wall and I will take it to him. I must warn you that your community is in danger. The people in the valley are frightened and angry, because a girl has disappeared, and they are coming to Monte Verita to do damage. They want her back. Victor says he has never stopped loving you. Sincerely, William." I walked towards the wall, feeling eyes watching me behind the slits. When I reached it, I put the letter on the ground. As I did so, suddenly, arms stretched out and grabbed me. The last thing I heard, before losing consciousness, was the sound of laughter. When I awoke, I was alone in the corner of a big courtyard. At the other end, there were many figures with very short hair, standing around in short white robes. Another figure stood a few meters from me, in the tower, dressed in white from head to foot. And although her face was covered, the tall figure was unmistakable. I knew it was Anna. I forgot time and place, and all the years between. I remembered only the calmness of her presence and her quiet voice. I knew then that I had always loved her, and I heard myself calling aloud, "Anna! Anna!" She gestured to me, and I joined her in the tower.